Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Revelation chapter 3, we were talking about that with all that the Christian life has to offer, there are those who still complain about the things that they are to abstain from doing. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It's interesting to me. I speak at Pensacola Christian College from time to time. I also received an honorary doctorate from that college, as well as from the Landmark Baptist College in Haines City, Florida. But at Pensacola, the college there has a bowling alley. It has Olympic-sized swimming pools. It has water slides, about three of them. It has an ice skating rink. It has an inline roller skating rink. It has a rock climbing wall that presently is the highest inside rock climbing wall in the United States. They have miniature golf. They have various games to play, smaller games. They have handball. All this is inside. They have workout rooms. They have weights. They have all that stuff. I mean, and it's first class all the way. There's a planetarium. There are things of the arts that are just outstanding. And there's so much to do for kids in their social life and so much fun. I really don't see how they could go to school and study and do everything there is to do in a semester. Yet, you'll always find young people there who will gripe and they'll complain because they have focused on what they are not allowed to do. Isn't that ridiculous? Now, with the great eternal riches of Christ and with the great fellowship and peace that we can have now, why do God's people fret over the forbidden contemporary worship and alcohol and movies and things of that nature, from which they are told to abstain? And there is so much to do and so little time to do it. And yet they focus on what they're told not to do. Now, in the absence of shame in the Christian life, all conduct seems to be excusable in many churches today. The words loathe and disgust should be two words which begin to capture the sentiment for a Christian toward an industry that constantly undermines the home, morals, the country, and especially our Lord Jesus Christ and His Word, the Bible. Hollywood entertainment and what we are entertained by within the walls of our home is often that which is hell-bent on destroying those very things of the home, the morals, the country, and the Word of God. It's hell-bent on destroying your children, their lives, their morals, their eternity. And my friend, never tolerate, because you have sympathy, whether it's for yourself or someone else, any practice that is not in keeping with a holy God. Holiness means absolute purity of your walk before God. That is white raiment. The words coming from your mouth, every thought in your mind, placing every detail of your life under the scrutiny of God Himself. Holiness is not simply what God gives me. but it's what God has given me that is being exhibited in my life. And my friend, I ask you again, what is being exhibited in your life? Are you wearing that white raiment? See, the problem is we too often simply do not follow Christ's counsel. And whereas the refiner's fire looks to enrich our heart for eternity, the white raiment makes us witnesses to the world in life. Because white raiment is that which is seen on the outside. You cannot be neutral and be the man of Revelation 3:18 that buys the gold that's been tried in the fire, the white raiment that they may be clothed, and the eye salve that they may see. If you rebel at these very things that I've just been covering, you're still wretched, poor, miserable, blind, and naked. Now, the final point in verse 18, in accepting the wisdom of Christ's counsel, is to anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. The ancients used a pharmaceutical preparation, which they believed would soothe tender, swollen eyes. Thus, it would restore normal vision. Now remember, this church is blind. They cannot see, they're naked. They cannot see spiritual truth. They can't see the scriptures. And therefore, they don't have the gold. They don't have the white raiment. Their eye problem is they lack spiritual discernment. They can't see the activities of life and spiritually discern between good and evil, right and wrong, truth and deceit. There's something that is hindering their perception of spiritual truth. It happens with school teachers, youth directors, and other authority. The child says something against that authority because the authority has gotten on their case. The authority is concerned that they learn to do right. And they don't. And they do things that are wrong. And so the authority comes down on them. Then mother and dad come in, and they stand there thinking they are helping their child by showing their support for their child, and so they jump all over the authority. Well, my friend, you're not standing up for your child. You're standing up with Satan against your child. All you're doing is supporting rebellion. And you will not, nor will your child, learn to be hot. That is healing by a good witness to the lost and backslider, while being refreshingly cool water to the saints through edification. Gratifying the flesh, gratifying its lusts, will never, ever lead you to have spiritual discernment. See, that's what rock music is that they call contemporary Christian music. That's what it is in the churches today. It's just a gratification of the lust. And that doesn't bring spiritual discernment. And because they're gratifying their lust, they can't spiritually discern that it's wrong. You know that it's frustrating me sometimes because I see that many of these people are sincere. They actually lack the scriptural discernment to see the evil of it. They can't see their contemporary worship is actually an abomination and sin. They see it only as a preference. And oh my goodness, I wish there was some way I could just help them to see it. Instead of waiting till, if they are saved, till they get to heaven. And then they're just saved so as by fire, and they see how much they corrupted the worship of God and the shame that'll be there. I don't want that for any of you that are listening to us today. And my friend, you will not, nor will your child, learn to be hot. That is to be healing by a good witness to the lost and backslider, while being refreshingly cool water that is edifying to the saints. Till Christ is first. The great problem in churches and in the lives of individual Christians today is the lack of that spiritual discernment. Now, I know I sound like I'm repeating myself. I'm trying to drive this point home to you, my friend. It's so important. That is why so many are taken in today by contemporary religion and what they see on TV. The degree of life in the church or the person is dependent upon our death to the world. If I'm going to do His will for my life, I must have the discernment to know what that will is. To do that, I need the knowledge of His Word and its application to my life. And that application and that discernment comes through His Holy Spirit. That is why we're not to quench the Holy Spirit of God. Conformity to the will and Word of God will give you discernment. Conformity to the world and flesh will give you spiritual blindness. And God says you need healed. That's what He says to this Laodicean church. He's telling this first century church it needed healed. And that message continues today. The church at Laodicea, it's neutral. It does not take a stand. It does not condemn sin. It's not much different from the world, although it seems to say some right things about doctrine. And there must be a willingness on the part of the believer to go through this refining fire if he wants the eternal riches instead of the shame at his appearing. My friend, there must be a willingness to separate from the world and to model the Lord Jesus Christ in a biblical manner, in your dress, in your look, in your talk, and in the way you live as a Christian. And that is the counsel that Christ gives. That's God's psychology. Will you heed His counsel? Or do you rebel at the wisdom of Christ's counsel? Have you had the refining fire take away sin while adding to your life the gold of Christ's righteousness? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.